Welcome to the Game Broadcast Podcast. The Game Broadcast Podcast is a video game-inspired comedic podcast experience for upcoming gaming news, retro talk, and insight into already released games being played every day. So let's plug in and play.
Hey, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to our first episode of our new podcast. My name is Caleb, and this is the Game Broadcast Podcast. With me, I have probably some regulars that are going to be on here. If you could do anything, maybe call them co-hosts, but I think they're too ugly for that.
I'm too pretty for a co-host.
Face made for radio, baby.
Ooh. As you can hear there, I've got actually two of my good buddies, Larry and then Charlie. I only said good because there's good for one for each of them. They're not that great.
Thanks.
I'm fine with good.
I would go with great, maybe.
Hey. You're pushing it. This is my opinion of you two. And you, of course, are Larry.
Yep, I'm Larry.
And I'm Charles. Or Charlie.
Or Chuck.
Charlie Brown, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, Charlie Bit My Finger, Charlie the Unicorn. Charlie Tuna. Charlie Murphy.
He's been getting this a lot.
Yeah.
For years, it sounds.
I just got Larry the Cable Guy or Larry the Cucumber.
Larry Potter?
Yeah.
I just got called Caleb. Or Loser. That was a big one in high school. Well, anyway, guys, this is actually going to be, again, a gaming podcast called the Gaming Broadcast Podcast. We're going to jump right into it with our review of the new game or upcoming game, Outriders.
More like first impressions.
Yeah, first impressions.
Yeah, especially because it's scheduled to come out in holiday 2020. For those of you who don't know that vernacular, holiday is usually towards the end of the year, sometime usually about November, December, whenever the release happens for those types of video games. But it is 2020, so coming out later this year.
Woo! We got ourselves another looter shooter on the way, baby.
Well, if you want to be technical with it, I have some vernacular that I got from her name. I found her on YouTube, and she got the wonderful opportunity to actually go and play some of the game on media coverage. And I believe her name is Mistek, that she's on YouTube. And her terminology was a third-person driven or story-driven looter-shooter RPG elemental game with the option of 1-3 player co-op. So,
and I mean, considering who made this game, I mean, it's a given that it's going to be a looter-shooter and an RPG because it's made by Square Enix and the company People Who Can Fly.
And on top of that, too, they're really trying to focus on the story element of it all. I read a sit down with the creators of the game, and one of the things that stuck out to me was that this isn't going to be like Destiny or The Division, where it's just you're doing random missions over and over again. It's going to be more story focused. Like they said, there's something like 90 hours, who knows, actual cutscenes involved in it. And the actual main character emotes, he talks. So I'm really excited about that.
That sounds cool. Yeah.
And it's going to be a custom creator, like custom created character.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's cool. So you get to see your cool customization in the cutscenes.
So is it a custom character or can you really just like customize the default characters?
So what I found was that it's actually supposed to be super customizationable all throughout the game, including effects to the storyline, weaponry, your physical appearance, and even it has a massive skill tree. That's where those RPG elements come into, where you'll be able to really upgrade and enhance your abilities in a super custom kind of way. So
this is what's going to happen. You're going to spend 2 hours editing your character, making him exactly how you want it, and you're never going to look at him again.
Well, it's a third person, so you're always going to look at him.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, he's going to be in armor.
Well, yeah. So, I see, that's something I didn't know. I thought it was going to be more in line with, like, Borderlands, where you get the cool armor and stuff like that, but your character remains the same. I didn't know about the character customization. That makes it even more exciting.
Yeah. One of the cool things I found just particularly about the weapons in themselves is that, again, they have their own unique customization, but then also they're supposed to grant special abilities that you would all otherwise not be able to have with the particular classes that they offer.
Now, what I hope with that is that it's not just like you pick up a weapon and it gives you extra damage. You know how in we'll go to like Destiny, you pick up Borderlands, you pick up a gun and it does something unique. You know, right. Like instead of getting plus 1,000, you know, health, I'd like to have a gun that, you know, and this is an extreme example, but, you know, it could do something like shoot out other guns. You know what I mean? Something cool.
Borderlands has that.
Yeah, that was what I was saying. Cause like, you know, like in the Division, like you're just getting like buffs and stuff. Like each gun isn't even really that unique.
I'm excited about the player abilities, the character abilities, cause you've got three different classes.
Well, with that being said, before we talk about those abilities, they also released that they're going to actually schedule a teaser release for a fourth class that they're going to drop on a release date. Ooh.
Yes, I'm pretty excited for the fourth class. Because, like, the three classes you can choose from is the Fire.
Yeah, the Pyromancer.
The Pyromancer, which he looks pretty cool. But the second one, the one that can, like, freeze time and has, like, that sword that will, like, cut through people, that's the one I'm playing, the Trickster.
The Trickster, yeah. And then the Devastator.
Yes. Yeah, I like the Devastator. That was the guy that... that had like the super brown smash and stuff, right?
And he can put on armor to reduce damage.
No,
so I'd be a Trickster. You'd be a Devastator. Larry, what would you be?
I'd be a Pyromancer.
All right. See that right there is perfect.
Trifecta. Yeah, I'll tank stuff Charizard. Out. You're gonna turn into Charizard?
I'm going full Charizard.
I'm going full Mr. Mime.
Well, who am I then? Freaking Rhydon?
Snorlax.
Snorlax. No. Oh man. Snorlax was a ground type, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was not known for getting up and moving and putting on armor and stuff.
I like Rhydon. I like Rhydon. Or Taurus.
Oh, well, what about Tyranitar?
Ooh, yeah, I'll give you Tyranitar. You can have it.
Okay. Yeah, he's pretty cool. Well, enough about Pokémon. Let's get back to Outriders.
Hey, you start talking about a looter shooter, you got to bring up the OG Pokemon that has nothing to do with looter shooters. So
exactly, yeah, it's pretty right there. So, Larry, what are some like fun facts that you found out about the game? Also,
I mean, I was mainly just looking up the story. So, as far as the game developers, I mean, everybody knows Square Enix. They made Final Fantasy. And probably one of my all-time favorite games, Chrono Trigger. So they've got the RPG elements down there. But with people who can fly, they did the Gears of War series. And I see that a lot in this game.
Yeah, that was my first thought. When I watched the trailer, I was like, ooh, this is very Gears of War-y. It's almost like Gears of War had a baby with Destiny, and then that baby went and dated the Division for a while.
I can see that but I also get feels of like Bioshock just for the elemental abilities that are in there.
Okay.
And then I kind of get a now bear with me Dead Space feel to it.
Really? Why?
The beasts.
Yeah, for the beasts that are in there, you of course it's a shooter based game. It's got this super awesome like space fantasy, but like a dark undertone to it, and that's why it like really throws Dead Space at me.
Which, speaking of the dark undertone, why don't you tell us a little bit about the main story? Because boy, it's a doozy, and it sounds pretty cool.
Do you want to tell it, Caleb?
Yeah. So just like a hard overarching synopsis of the story is there's these individuals called Outriders that basically are leaving Earth because it's dying.
And basically, they're going to be able to try to find new areas where they'll be able to colonize and basically allow the human race to survive. That being said, whenever they land on a planet, and I forget what they called the planet, if they even released that.
Enoch.
Enoch, that's right. Enoch. Yeah, whenever they land on Enoch, something happens whenever they come out of their cryostasis and they develop these abilities, these gifts. And one of the darkest things about what they said was that it's almost like it's consuming them.
Yeah, well, they say that the anomaly killed people, but those that it didn't kill turned them into something else.
Yeah, yeah, it's like selecting the elite, if you will.
And from my understanding, there's been like a giant war zone, and your character is basically going to try and stop the war.
Well,
am I wrong on that?
So what the people are fighting for is the signal that they're hearing, and the whole tagline is like looking for what lies at the heart of the signal.
Okay.
So I guess that's what they're fighting about, but
it's got an interesting story concept. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be new and unique enough so that it's away from everything else.
And that's my biggest thing with this. After Anthem, I mean, you guys remember, I got so amped for Anthem. I was so excited for it. I'm pretty sure I talked you guys into buying the game, and it was just a letdown. And there were multiple reasons why it was a letdown to me. But I'm hoping that this game can set itself apart from other looter shooters.
And it's funny that you said Anthem, because that's what I told Caleb. I was like, I'm so worried this is going to be another Anthem.
You know, and it does have a lot of feels. Like it's similar to Anthem, but I feel like the difference that they're going to have is that they probably took Anthem as an example, and that's why they're driving it to a better story base, as opposed to just being like super looter shooter. There's like one big boss in a couple areas, and then that's the end of the story, really.
And I think we can all agree that Square Enix and EA are two separate types of game companies.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get EA from?
EA did Anthem.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, yeah. They did.
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
EA comes out with games like The Sims, and what else do they come out with?
Madden.
Your sports games, Madden, FIFA. You know, do you know FIFA is like the number one selling game like in the world?
Yeah, I did.
It's ridiculous to me.
Well, I mean, when you sit down and
it's
break
a game.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're playing soccer, but I mean, well, football. But look how much of the world, the other countries involved, actually play soccer. So.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
If I'm going to play a soccer game, I'm going to go with Mario Soccer.
I feel like you'd choose any Nintendo title.
I really like that Olympic-based game. You know, the one with Sonic and Mario?
Rocket League, actually.
Rocket League is kind of like soccer, yeah.
It is soccer with cars.
Yeah, it's definitely soccer. And it's not football. Not a single foot on that field.
No.
It's a car ball.
Yeah. Carvul.
Vehicle.
But yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I my thing is I always get super hyped up for looter shooters, and it just, if the game can't hold me, you know, for me personally, and this is what I'm going to say, story is not going to be enough to keep me invested. I need constant loot. I need constant, you know, feeling like I'm doing something, because that's the whole point of a looter shooter. That's why things like Anthem and other games like that, I just need to feel like I'm constantly doing something, because all you're doing in these games is really grinding. They can put as much story as they want, but eventually when it comes down to the end game, that's all anybody cares about. And if the end game isn't, you know, fun, then it's going to fail to me. And I hope that one of the things that they said is they took a lot of inspiration from Diablo. And as a huge Diablo player who loves looting and all of that stuff, I'm really, really hoping that what they're saying is true.
Yeah, I feel like they've taken examples from like so many other games that are out there, and let's be real, there's a ton, and they've just kind of, they're hoping that they've married everything together in such a way that it's going to create like one ultimate game.
Well, I'm definitely gonna buy it when it comes out for sure.
I was about to say, are you guys gonna buy it? Because I mean, it's on pre-order right now for $59.99.
What is that in pounds?
I don't know if there's any weight to digital orders.
I'm about 250, I guess.
Oh man.
So okay, what system are you guys gonna buy it for?
Probably Xbox.
You know, honestly, I may buy it for PC just because I've been PCing pretty hard here recently. And now that we're all getting to the point where most of the guys I game with PC game, why not, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. You know, I do have this awesome new PC that I built recently. So to that being said, is there any other high points that you guys want to touch on about Outriders?
I would. It's 36 pounds.
Oh, okay.
It took me a second. I was like, what is he talking about?
No, I'm good. I think we've touched all the big points.
Okay. Well, you know, with that, just final thoughts.
I'm ready to get hurt again.
I'm going to echo Larry's sentiment. I'm ready to, you know, go out there. It's been a while since Anthem, so I'm willing to give it another shot.
All right. Well, with that being said, Outriders, baby, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me.
No more. What is love?
You've been listening to the Game Broadcast Podcast in the Hintz and Oakley Podcast Center. Keep up with new episodes and download your favorites.